Yeah.
We got Bill Bellamy in the building right now.
Yeah, we officially in the building. We just going live right now.
We just taking it over right now. 94.1, Bill Bellamy doing his thing at the Improv with the homie D-Lay, with Jay Reed, all at the Improv this weekend, and he came in to see the homies.
Yo, let me say, this is, I've been excited. I ain't gonna front, like, I was literally, like, kind of turned up. You know what I'm saying? Because I was anticipating coming in here. We always go hard. We always have a good time.
Oh, be clear. People you excited know, when
White
you
Chocolate
get
done had a baby and everything.
White Chocolate,
we knew her before
on.
She was, like, giving up the booty. Remember? Remember she was holding on to it? Hold on.
She's like, not gonna give it up.
I met somebody, Bill.
Sorry.
She was putting, her man just hit her and was like, so you putting on makeup for Bill, huh?
And I said, hell yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got to connect. You know what I'm saying? We not going to mess with what they got.
It's White Chocolate and White Cookie.
It's like, you know, Weezy and the White Cookie. We dropped a mixtape a couple of years ago.
Exactly.
Do you remember that?
Exactly. I mean, come on now. We go way back.
Way back, man. So now, I'm really excited.
I put up a Throwback Thursday pic of us yesterday.
Did you really?
Of us from the Clive Davis joint. And I was like, how is it? Do we got vampire juices or something? Because I'm like, I look different. He looked the same.
Listen,
this bitch,
man,
a vampire.
I'm actually 800 years old. I'm a vampire.
You are not aging, man.
Yes, that's the Clive Davis.
That was the Clive Davis.
The only difference is I got the goatee now. I'm trying to, you know, have a little bit of, like, grown man.
A little bit, but you still look the same.
Thank
though,
you,
man.
It's, like, you know, honestly, it's like being happy. I think, like, you know, not totally, honestly, being happy and doing what you love to do definitely keeps you young.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you know, exercise and nutrition. People sleep on that.
Yeah,
you are what
in.
You eat. You got to
get it in.
Hey, man, I take people on a ride with me. You know, I when I leave this show, I'm going to be in the gym. I'm going to get it. And then
really?
I'll go lay down.
Yes, then I go take a nap.
Exactly.
Yes. Go lay down.
Nap time is the best.
Yeah,
time.
You gotta rest too. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can't burn both ends so hard. Sometimes you can, you know, but you know you don't want to Bobby Brown it. You know what I'm saying?
Where
you just like burn it too hard.
Yeah, yeah. You
Bobby
don't
was
crazy.
Living hard. Turning body, bumping around. You know what I'm saying? You know, get up on my back. Get up on my back. Ain't nobody humping. But he was really humping.
Be brown. Be brown.
My name is Brown. That's what they call me.
Now, let me ask you this, because I know how y'all do it when y'all go to the Improv. You know, you and the boys with the roses.
And the ladies. And
the ladies. Come the ladies on, all are like, oh, Bill in town, girl. Get your stuff.
Because you do, you know, we do it for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Because women really love to laugh. Right. And how I started doing Ladies Night Out was I was like, nobody's really doing anything for the females. It's like we just all doing shows.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, what if I did something? Because I watched the Teddy P documentary one time and I was like, Teddy P would do the shows just for women.
Yeah.
I was like, that was ingenious.
He was just talking to women.
Because he was just talking to them with that voice. And it was like, I'm a teddy bear, you know. So I said, I'm going to do comedy for women, and dudes are going to come. It don't matter.
If
all the
dudes
chicks
rock
that dudes
with you.
Is like,
dudes
yo,
rock
that's
with
my
you.
Man. I know my wife, he want to go. As long as she coming home with me. You know what I'm saying? So I started it, and then it just took off. And now it's just one of the things that people look forward to. And it's interesting because you always have people as celebrating a birthday.
Yeah.
Anniversary, got a new job.
Divorce.
Oh my God. I left.
Of course.
I left Ronaldo. I'm back in these streets. Me and my girls, we up, we lit. You know? You ever notice like girls who after they break up, they get like a team of girls to lift them up. Like, listen, we
out.
All been scarred. We all been through it, but we back. You
we
know?
We gonna hold together, girl.
Boom.
Boom.
You know what I mean? Back in church. They get all their spirits together to get back out in the streets.
Now you've been also part of this whole, like, you know, Bill Bellamy is playing the sexy role since the beginning.
Yes.
How to be a player.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Booty call. You've been always part of that. I always wanted, since this whole hashtag Me Too thing,
okay.
I'm like, now Bill's been through Hollywood a long time. Any of these old ladies ever try you?
Oh, come on.
Because you've been casted in stuff, and you've been the sex symbol for a long time.
You know what?
These old Hollywood ladies, they ain't never say, Bill.
They ask me, am I sex symbol?
Bill, you come rub the bunions. You can get in this movie. So, have you ever been indecently proposed to by the Hollywood ladies?
No.
Nah.
Ugly, powerful ladies. The Harvey Weinstein, Henrietta Weinstein.
You know, girls grab my booty and stuff like that and rub my back or my arms. Be like, oh my God, you are in the jail. But nah, it don't, I'm not going to be like tripping off of that. Don't matter to me. But I remember when I was doing How to Be a Player, right? I never forget this. Because I never had any, like, love scenes in a movie.
Yeah.
So I was in my trailer, right? I was like, look at all these girls in robes. Where they going, right? I was like, are we doing all the love scenes in one day? Because the way the movie was plotted, it was different days that I was. But they did all my love scenes in one 3-hour span. So, like, I'd be in the bed with this chick, and then they'd be like, cut. And I was like, I'm just laying up. I ain't washing or nothing. So, this the funniest thing, because nobody said nothing to me, right? Because I didn't even call and say, yo, you ever did a love scene? Is it real? Yeah. Is it whatever, right? So, I'm sitting there. I'm like, am I really going to kiss this chick? Or we just gonna make out? Yo, the first chick just start kissing me. I was like, all right, action. And then I got, but this was the thing, like when I was doing the film, I was like, I don't wanna get like excited.
You gotta hide it.
Yeah, you don't want,
Is that rude to get excited? Oh my God,
I didn't know. I was like, I don't wanna be embarrassed because it was so many people. You know, you're not there by yourself.
Right.
You got all the cameramen and all the people there and stuff. And, you know, and the camera's got to shoot it 2-3 times from different angles.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if you got a love scene, you got to keep that energy. Keep it saucy.
You don't want that energy to fade.
I don't know how people do porn, because that is a lot of pressure. Because you know when you're shooting, what if you're doing porn, right? And then the dude be like, hold that. the camera went out, the light went out. Hold it. Don't let it drop.
Don't you let go.
No, you stay firm. Stay in it. So, yeah, that would be the only most uncomfortable thing that I could remember, having in a movie that I was like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Did you have to use something to cover yourself up?
That's the
stuff. Oh, yeah. Like when you do films and you are doing a love scene, quote, sexy scene, they have like a little, like they have like a nude thing for you and a nude thing for me that you can't see. But some people just go raw.
That's the rumor, is that people actually have sex during
I think they do, man. I've heard that sometimes they get it in. But you could always tell because the girl go.
Oh, we ain't actors.
This is real. This is IMAX. Is it in you?
Now I saw you. I've never seen you at a loss for words. And when you saw this Kanye stuff, you had to stop on IG. You was like,
yo.
You just stared at the camera for a minute. Like, did this happen?
Yeah, like, cause what happened was I got a feed. Like in my feed, it was seeing all these Kanye things. I said, well, something must be going on. So I turned on my TV and boom, I was stuck.
Yo.
Because honestly, like, you know, I'm a big Kanye fan, you know what I'm saying? From the music standpoint, I kind of like grew with him, with his music.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, boom, boom. And now it's like, yo, you know, wait a minute. Something ain't right up in there.
Now, you said something great, because you said, you know what? You can't act like he ain't crazy. Like, we can't just ignore
it.
No.
Like, realistically, man.
Like, Michael, we knew when he showed up with bubbles.
Michael had bubbles.
Something was up.
But see, then we didn't say nothing. We was like, oh, monkeys are nice. But, like, if I came in here with a monkey right now, you'd be nigga like, yo, B, your monkey got to sit in the car. You know, because cats now got, like, limits on certain things. Like, yo, B, man, real talk. You my man. We do a monkey-less show.
Unless it's a service monkey.
We got
monkey.
Insurance, you know what I'm saying?
But he's a service monkey. You know what I'm saying? But, like, with the thing with Kanye that's, you know, really interesting is that we are witnessing this thing in real time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? From, you know, what he said was a breakdown to a breakthrough or whatever. And, you know, hopefully it is a breakthrough for him. But what you got to understand on the real, it's a constant struggle.
Oh,
it's almost like being an alcoholic, right? It's you always dealing with it. If you're a drug addict, it's not like, oh, yo, I beat it, so mm-hmm. good. I've been clean.
It's in you.
18 years. You could go right back.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So I think from what I witnessed, because I watched the Charlamagne interview too.
Yeah.
What I think is, like, he has an incredibly tough time translating what he means.
Yeah.
Yeah, his word. He ain't a king of words.
Yeah, he got to
write
that
down. He's a rapper, but he ain't a king of words.
But he can't talk.
Right. Yeah.
Like, not like clearly.
Like, if he's explaining it to the police, like, why he got pulled over and he's going to jail.
And he'll be like, go left.
Yeah.
Because I'm a god. But we was just asking you about Yeezys.
Right. Yeah.
Like you'll notice he'll be on point and then he'll just veer off and somebody will bring him back or he'll go, oh. Because he can't stay there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I told him when you interview him. I was interviewing him at MTV. It's like, if you have a pause and you don't jump back into the conversation.
Oh, yo, he gone.
He gone. Cause he'll be talking about hamburgers.
Yeah.
And you let
and
him pause.
Be like, yeah, but like, that's when I realized that I'm Walt Disney.
Right.
Because you gotta imagine there's only two people in a lifetime. It's me and Pac.
Right.
You're like, what the hell are you talking about? I give it up to Kanye for being bold enough to believe in yourself to an ultimate level. But like, let's be honest, like his talent to come from the dugout to the dropout was a big move.
Yeah.
Being a producer that nobody really knew except for artists to come and make your way and fight through when people wasn't feeling you.
And earn your way in the booth around Jay.
He earned
around
all Jay of that. And then you got Jay, who's like Michael Jordan, and you like Scottie Pippen trying to get to where he at.
Right.
That's your idol. I get it. I respect all that hustle. What I don't understand is, like, why he don't have a cousin with him.
He needs somebody.
Somebody be like, yeah, no. Nah. Hit him with the thing. It's gotta be a dude in Kanye camp that soon as they see it, oh, he about to go. You know, just hit him with that yay pill real quick.
As soon as he wake up, like, dude, you was about
saying,
to embarrass yourself.
Before I got hit with the pill, I'm just trying to stay clear. You know what I mean? But he lost me with the whole slavery was a choice.
Yeah.
I think what he was, because I tried, okay, I'm trying to give Kanye.
if he said it like he has some sense, he could have tried and say, you know what? All right, slavery was horrible, but they didn't just enslave us, they enslaved our minds.
Right. Boom. Dude. And some people mentally are still enslaved with their thought process.
The gate was open, but they was like, yo, I don't want to do it because
I was mad. I called Dave Chappelle. Right?
What? Mm.
I called Dave and I'm like, D, what is going on? Dave was like, man, this is amazing to see this. Kanye's certified insane. There's history books, man, all over the place that he could read. He could read them, he could enjoy, man, and understand that slavery was not a choice.
Wow.
That was spot on. Yeah.
Now, are we blaming the Kardashians?
I just want to get the weed that Kanye has, man, because it's out of this world.
Dave, let me ask you now, are you worried about Kanye surrounded by all them Kardashians?
Well, quite frankly... Let's just be honest, man. The Kardashians, these chicks have done it, man. They've conquered every black man they ever touched. I mean, you just have to look at Lamar Odom, and you can just say, man, it's not a good look. I mean, you old Dean in the crack house, man, this is weird. Reggie Bush, gone.
Gone.
It's not even Reggie Bush. It's just Reggie. Ray J. When the last time you seen Ray J? That's all I got to say. Ray J. Huh? How many people you ever seen do a sex tape and the rest of their life is not about that person?
For real, man.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
I mean, maybe she should do a part two. Ray J making love to Ray J.
Bill Bellamy in the building right now. Improv this weekend. I'm telling you right now, if you have a date night, you might want to make it about this ladies' night at the Improv.
Yeah, it's definitely fun, man. It's always a good time. You didn't come last year when Shamar showed up, did you?
Yeah, what the hell? Shamar just show up? Shamar Moore, big shout out to Shamar Moore from SWAT.
Shamar got his new show SWAT right now. And so Shamar and I did this movie called A Bounce Back.
Absolutely.
So Shamar was like, man, I'm tired of watching you on your little Instagram, man. You look like you having fun. I'm going to pull up on you one day. So I was like, man, you ain't coming out. He was like, I swear to God, B, I'm going to come to one of your shows. I just want to see what it is, right? So I'm at the Improv, and I get a phone call from him, right? I'm in the green room. So he's like, yo, B, man, what is the name of that place that you said you was at this weekend? I said, the Tampa Improv. He said, yo, open the back door.
Oh, my God.
What? I said, are you kidding me? He was like, yo, he came with no bags, no nothing. He just flew in from L.A., right?
Wow.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. I said, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring you up on stage. I'm not going to tell nobody.
Oh, my God. I would have gone nuts.
Yo, you got to watch my Instagram.
Oh, my God.
I never seen women scream like this. Like, I knew he was like a sexy dude. I didn't know he was that dude.
Yeah.
Yo, he stood up. Man, dudes was knocking their girls out. Like, women was screaming. Like, you never seen a woman scream and do this. The step in, the three steps in the way, like jumping jack.
She jogging.
Like she doing jump rope. Like, grown women. Oh, snap. Now, case in point, we do the show. We go out. Oh. He got so drunk. I had to have three security dudes with him. He was kissing chicks everywhere.
Oh, what?
He wasn't even saying hi. He'd be like, hey. Oh. He was hitting it with the Tristan Thompson. Hey, baby. Tristan Thompson be kissing girls in weird places like they ear. Come here. You see that video? Oh my God.
She was all over her. She was wet everywhere.
Just like not in my eye. My God, he got my eye wet.
You never know what you're going to get down at the Improv. I'm telling you, when these boys come in, ladies, just be clear. It is your night.
Yes.
It ain't about your man.
Have fun.
It ain't about any dude in your life.
All my Taurus, all my Aries, I'm celebrating my birthday party tonight at Franklin Manor, so it's going to be bomb.
How long are we going to celebrate your birthday?
Well, it was just last week.
I mean, Dad, you got like a two. I do the month.
I always do
you
the month.
You do the whole month?
Yeah, man, you can't stop that with a day. You can't get it off. My birthday started in Vegas.
Yeah, for real.
Real talk.
I mean, though.
Did you see it in my footage?
Dog, Vegas was a problem.
Stop. You had to get out of there. You can only do one day.
You tweeted out. You were like, yo, I thought I could hang.
Bro, I can't do day party and night. I'm pick one. I did a show, so I did the day party. It was 97 degrees. They're giving you the pictures.
Yeah.
See, this is how you get twisted, Meredith. I don't want this to happen to you. So they're giving you the pictures of the sweet drinks. So it's like you got mojitos.
Yeah.
You got
Malibus.
Miami Vices and stuff. You drinking that, you get dehydrated.
Yeah. All that sugar.
You forget to drink this.
Yeah, no water. No water whatsoever. No.
Next thing you know, it's 6 o'clock.
Oh, God.
Show 8 o'clock. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now I'm like, oh, my God. I can't get no nap, no nothing. So I just take a crazy cold shower, wake up or whatever, and do the show and then get it again.
Oh. And yeah, because then the after party is there. It was funny, too. A dude was dressed.
I don't even know if I was at my after party.
It was a dude dressed just like you who looked just like you.
It was crazy.
I was like, it's Bill 2.0 standing right there.
Swear on mama, right? I walked into Dre's, right? And the security came up to me. Mr. Bellamy, I got to do this. There's a dude here that been working here for 4 years. We call him Bill Bellamy. I said, nah. He said, nah, wait. Go get Jamal. Jamal came running. I was like, ah! Like, literally, it was crazy. Goatee, everything.
He had
like,
it on. He put up
he was
the
just
bowl.
A little. He's like, he was a kind of security dude. He's a little bigger than me, but, like, I see why.
He said, if you hear I did anything in Vegas, it was this.
Jamal. Jamal did that. Not me. I was asleep.